For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the only podcast on the internet that's for play and not for real. My name's Josh.
My name is for real. It's Rick.
And my name is Christian.
Well, and we are the judges.
we're really the judges.
So welcome back, judgiest place on the internet. Welcome, new listeners.
Yeah,
new Hi. Listeners.
TikTok's kind of
Our
fucking blown
TikTok
up.
Is getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that listenership. Hey. I was just for play, guys. welcome back. How's everybody doing? Having a good time?
Fantastic.
I don't know if you can see, but got some new earrings.
How do you like them?
I don't know, Josh. How do you like them?
What's it like having like big earrings?
They're fucking heavy.
Does it hurt your ears?
Well, I've had them on for about 9 hours now.
Wow.
Well, I wore them to work, so it's not like...
Wow.
She's already had to tape her ears back on 3 times.
Yeah, they literally fell off. These are actually fake ears.
Do they make, like a headband that connects the two? So, like, maybe the weight gets distributed up onto the top of your head. Like, it goes underneath your hair. Does this make any sense? Sort of like, you know, like the glasses things that old people wear to, like, make sure their glasses don't fall off?
Yeah, but that...
So, like, do that, but for earrings, I think.
Okay. Well, the earrings are fabulous. Yeah.
They were on sale.
Clearance at Target. Hey.
Whoop, whoop.
And I ran into Josh there when I was buying them, and he goes, Aurora found these ugly-ass fucking earrings earlier. And I was like, oh, you mean these?
Yeah, this is exactly how the interaction went. I exist only to put down Erica in public.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. And he goes, yeah, I hate them. And I was like, well, I have to buy them and wear them on the podcast now. Mm-hmm. I was going to buy them anyway because I actually really like them, but... It's more fun if it's a
happy little coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Little accidents.
Yeah.
Speaking of wonderful pieces of fashion sense.
Mm-hmm. Christian's nice button down.
Well, I mean.
This dark chambray with these
chambray, brown
buttons. It's just so fabulous.
I don't think this counts as chambray, does it?
Yes.
I think you're supposed to use Edison bulbs with chambrays now. Right, that isn't that like the new style?
Joke on chandelier.
Yeah.
You missed.
No, you didn't see that one coming.
I like that
okay,
one.
Okay, well, that's bad.
Wait, I didn't get my boo in for the last one. So
you don't
I'm
need to.
Say boo.
So Aurora
but I like
bought
this
wonderful shirt that I'm wearing, arguably way better than clearance earrings and chambarine shirts. Look at this bad bitch. It says, hey, now you're an all-star top text, bottom text, with a deep-fried, like, broken Shrek and Donkey image.
Mm-hmm. It's wild how well the hey so, now stayed on the shirt and how faded the Shrek and Donkey is.
Which only shows that like the Shrek and Donkey image were clearly like intentionally made to look bad because the text is in such good repair.
I wonder if it's just like a low quality image.
That's what I think, because they just chose like what it looks like is somebody took a Polaroid of a random frame of Shrek, because it's not even like a memorable frame of Shrek. Like, you couldn't tell me what point of the film this is in.
It's just two screenshots.
It's actually scene 22.
Yeah.
Second
frame.
Half of the frame.
Oh.
That's not how that works. But
they filmed
really
it 120.
It's actually one half of the frame, though. She was right about
it. It's the transition between one frame to the next frame.
But I have so many thoughts on this shirt because, like, because it's in good condition, which implies that maybe it wasn't worn or washed that much, right? So whoever made the shirt
did it with love.
Did it. Obviously as a bit, as a joke, something. And then got rid of it, put it to Goodwill before it was used. And I don't understand what, like, maybe, like, you could think, like, okay, maybe if they made, like, a Halloween costume or something like that. But, like, this shirt doesn't fit Halloween costumes.
No.
So I don't get it. But I love it. And look, that's just what you get when you go Goodwill shopping every now and then.
I wonder if there's ever going to be somebody that finds a shirt like that with my mom's picture on it. Because one of my mom's friends literally just makes joke t-shirts of my mom all the time.
That's really funny.
It's hilarious.
It's a good bit.
Like, on her 40th birthday, he made a t-shirt with, like, a bunch of random shit on her face. Or, like,
a bunch of her face on different photos.
And, like, my mom's obsessed with John Mellencamp. So he took one of John Mellencamp's pictures and, like, photoshopped my mom's face next to him, like, pretending they were a couple. Oh, it's so funny.
And that's why your mom's a cougar. So, guys, listen. If you're new, what we do around here is we read stories off of the internet, and we laugh at them, we judge them, and sometimes I be doing that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're already back around full circle to you? It's already been 3 weeks.
What do you mean? It's been four weeks.
It's just flown by. Oh, my gosh.
Because of Mother's Day episode.
It's just flown right by. I can't wait to hear your beautiful voice read these stories.
We did take a pretty decent hiatus in recording.
Yeah, what was it, like 6 months or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, guys, classic, ready for this story.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for refusing to let someone order an item off of the menu?
Yeah, we'll just stop there, yeah.
I'm gonna go with, I need more information.
Spoiler, as a child trying to order an alcoholic drink.
Now you're the asshole.
Book 'em, boys. We caught 'em. I'm a waitress at a restaurant chain known for their ice cream. Do with that what you will.
Stone cold. That we know what it is.
Push your hair back. The other side. Much better.
And I have a semi-regular family that comes in every once in a while. Every time they come in, they order their youngest child macaroni and cheese.
Ugh, they're the asshole for sure.
Does Cold Stone Creamery have...
What place has famous for their ice cream but also has macaroni and cheese?
Culver's?
They don't have mac and cheese, do they?
I don't know. It's just a guess. McDonald's?
They definitely don't have McMac and cheese.
That is
Mac and McCheese? Mick and cheese? Mick and cheese. There it is. We got there. Every time, the first time I served them, the child threw up all over the booth. I didn't think much of it, just that he was sick or had an upset stomach.
Yeah, because mac and cheese is fucking gross. So I'd puke too.
I clean up the booth. The next time was the same thing. Mac and cheese, then puke. Again, in the booth and on the table. This is an every time occurrence. The kid orders mac and cheese, then throws up. The kid never gets to the bathroom, and most of the time he doesn't even make an attempt to leave the table. I believe once he started walking to the bathroom, but that's it.
He's a Sigma male.
Well, yeah, that 9-year-old kid is a Sigma male. Yeah. He's asserting his dominance on this waitress. It's like fucking medieval times. You're like, son, one day you'll marry that waitress.
I was just about to say, maybe he's like just he's trying to test her out, see, is she going to be good at taking care of me one day?
Yeah, is she in a puke
in
play?
In sickness and in health.
She in a puke play. Yuck.
They asked
fucking gross.
Instead of asking table or booth, they asked table or puke.
Ew, Josh.
Charlie or otherwise. The most recent time they came in, and I was their waitress, the child went to order mac and cheese again, and I asked the mom, is he okay to have that? He gets sick every time. The mom said, oh yeah, Kraft mac and cheese makes him sick, but he wants it. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I don't think your child should order this if you know he's going to puke from eating it. And quite frankly, I really don't want to have to clean up vomit tonight.
That's fair.
The mom threw a bit of a fit, but when I said, "Why are you allowing your child to eat a food that makes him sick just to have someone else clean it up?" And the manager had to come over and was agreeing with me. She ordered him chicken tenders and fries instead.
Okay.
Great meal.
Shit.
On the booth and the table. Didn't even make an attempt to get back to the bathroom. Was I in the wrong for not wanting slash allowing him to order the mac and cheese that makes him sick? I've shared this story with a few people, and I've had some mixed reactions. Am I the asshole?
I don't know how I feel, but, like, no, clearly not. But, like, why is the mom letting the kid order this? Why would,
well,
what normal parent does this?
The mom's not going to give him macaroni and cheese at home.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to clean up the puke.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes it to a restaurant and forces some sad
which would make her the asshole for sure.
The mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kid just fucking loves the taste of macaroni and cheese. He loves it so much that he likes it both directions.
Ugh.
The dish so nice I throat it twice. Once up.
Ew.
And twice down.
I feel like that has to be our episode title tonight.
Ew. I don't think
the dish so nice I throat it twice.
Yeah.
It's too long, I think.
Make it anyway.
we'll make a acronym, the TDSNHTIT. And it'll be a nice inside joke.
Actually, that is way shorter and, like, way more digestible for the average listener.
It'll get a lot more new listeners because they'll see that acronym and be like, I gotta know what that means.
Was it worth it? I don't think it was.
You're the one that wants us to put in the
effort
for it.
So, I think I would freak out. In what world is that not child abuse?
I didn't think of it from that angle.
Like, you're poisoning your child. If your kid had a peanut allergy, you'd be like, sorry, Jimmy loves them almonds. You're dead.
Well, then it's fine because almonds aren't peanuts.
Peanuts, right, yeah. So if he has a tree nut allergy
and
you give him fucking peanuts, then you're a dick.
But peanuts don't
grow
on trees.
All right.
Listen. Wait, I actually don't know that. I'm just with you.
But yeah, clearly this kid's body doesn't like fucking mac and cheese. You're fucking poisoning him.
I shouldn't say as a mom, I'm not a mom, but as a mother, you shouldn't want your child to puke in public multiple times.
Because you'll get bad nicknames. Like, you'll get made fun of.
Like, old Pukey McPukester over here is in today.
Oof. Pukey Oof. McPukers?
Oof.
Uh-oh.
Judah! Was that Judah or was that
Judah
you?
Oh, did Judah fart? I saw Christian burp and then also Judah's over here.
God, that smelled like a skunk. Did you smoke weed today?
No.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
That smells so bad.
Was it you or was it Judah?
That's Judah.
It's gotta be Judah.
It's moving over here.
Oh, man, that was icky.
Ooh. Oh, it's just getting to me. This is going to really fuck up the podcast, guys.
It'll be gone in like 2 minutes.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
He's an old man. You get old man farts.
His farts are so stinky.
Yeah.
What are you getting into?
He's just trying to give us
mac and cheese. Just keep fucking eating it.
Ugh, no thanks.
It's probably because we made chicken and broccoli.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
He didn't have any of it.
Yeah, he just made it. It's his way of protesting.
Oh, God, it smells so bad.
Yeah.
It's lingering.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, was my burp really that bad?
Because he burped right
I
at the same time.
I didn't even know you burped, to be honest.
I'm just going to sit in it.
Marinade.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Good one.
When you warned us, like, I was like, oh, yeah, dog fart, whatever.
So let's say this mom walks into fucking Culver's and is like, hey, here's a warning. My kid's gonna puke. Does that make her less of an asshole?
No. Don't feed your kid food you know is gonna make him puke. Listen.
But he really enjoys it.
Working in the service industry is already bad enough. You already have to deal with so much bullshit. And if you know your kid's going to puke every time, you need to be tipping $100 no matter, unless your bill's, you know, really expensive.
Yeah. A bill where they order mac and cheese and their total is less, where a point to where $100 would be less than 20%.
It's a bad tip.
That would be an insane.
I'm just saying. The tip better be worth cleaning up this kid's puke literally every time.
Well, here's what you
Any
do.
Any single time. If your child pukes in a booth, you tip that server all the money that you have. What if your whole life savings goes to that server?
What if they're at like a place that is like, let's say McDonald's, and they're just like, ma'am, please, I can't accept this tip. Are you going to be like aggressive about it? Like, you're pretty aggressive there. I was just wanting to know if I'm like,
yeah, I'm going to say, you're going to force me to take... dropped this $100 bill.
And I'll say, ma'am, it's actually company policy. I can't take that. I'm going to probably get fired. I'm going
to... Fuck that McDonald's job. I'll take the $100 bill and never have to clean up somebody else's puke ever again.
Oh, hey, Tyler, I see you've got some money. You got to put that in the Ronald McDonald House for Change charity.
Ma'am, you're really forcing my hand.
If you don't put that in there, it's coming out of your paycheck.
Ma'am, I could get fired for this.
I will come puke in your car.
Ma'am, do you hear my manager? Ronald's going to puke in my car.
That's company policy. Yeah, it's Ronald McDonald himself. This is funny because...
Yes, our podcast is very funny.
This is funny. I just re-listened to the episode where I say, like, this is funny. And then you're like, yes, it is.
Just narrating. You're narrating all of our listeners' thoughts right now.
This is gross. Kid pukes at a bar. This is what... my dog, listen. I'm just going to start sentences like 7 times.
Is there some kind of weird word association going on right now? You're like melting my brain.
I've got 2 things I need to talk about. My brain can't decide what I want to talk about first. So, my dog just ran out of food recently. So I've got wet food for when he runs out. Okay,
that explains the fart.
But this was a couple days ago. He's on
still digesting,
back on hard, but yeah, my dog, very regular bathroom goer.
Okay.
Very, 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 very rarely has bad bathroom stuff, like with poops specifically. When he eats the wet food, guaranteed liquid, like just guarantee going to be a bad time for him. But he fucking loves that wet food. He will lick that bowl fucking clean for 20 minutes. He loves that shit. So I get the mom.
No.
Okay. Now that you've explained it, I think I get it too, because Buffalo Wild Wings gives me just a day and a half of guaranteed diarrhea.
I was just telling somebody about this.
And I'm still like, you know what? We've had it like 2 days ago, but how about we get it again?
I'm just over my
bout of diarrhea. How about we start that countdown clock back over?
I honestly do think you're allergic to chicken.
It's possible. It's definitely possible. We had fried chicken the other night. I still am having bad poops a week later. I don't know if that's normal.
Yeah, I would say no.
I'm sure it'll clear up.
It's quite foul, actually.
Boo.
All right, here's the other thing I was going to say. You ready? This is what the mom needs to do, or the parents need to do. Come up, pull up a bar stool, like sit at the table, like, ugh. Bang on the table, like, cider mac and cheese and, 2 bags for the little one, and then give him a wink. Well, you can puke in the bags and just do it like Western style. That way you get a little like a dinner and a show. You know what I mean?
No, that does make sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, definitely having like a puke bucket ready for this kid if you're going to continue to be the asshole that knows it's going to happen and not stop your child from eating it.
Also, assuming this was written recently, during COVID, you're going to go dine in a restaurant and let him puke everywhere?
Not to mention... norovirus.
Arnar-a-virus.
Yes. Norovirus is so extremely contagious.
I gotta be honest with you guys for one hot second here. I haven't paid a single second of attention to this story because all I've been trying to think this whole time is what restaurant has good ice cream?
It's a chain restaurant known for ice cream and has mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And I can only think of a restaurant that has mac and cheese. Ooh.
Steak and Shake.
Well, they never say fast food, too, is a thing. So
Steak
could
and
Shake
is technically a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to taste this mac and cheese to see if it's worth throwing up every time I eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Is there any food, you guys?
I promise you it's not.
Is there any food, like a genie curses you?
Throw up every time you eat your favorite food?
Yeah, or like, it's a curse where like you have to pick your favorite food and you'll throw up every time you eat it. Would you still eat it? And what would you choose?
I would eat it at least once a year.
Yeah.
I would probably, but I would prepare myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like go to a restaurant.
No, that's the other part of it is you have to do it at a Culver's.
You didn't specify. No.
Yeah, no, it has to be.
Mm-mm.
There's always 3 monkey paw rules. It's like, you know, you get 3 wishes from a genie. So there's always three repercussions for every single curse that you get as well. One is you puke every time you eat your favorite food. Second one is has to be in a public restaurant. Third one,
guess you'll have to
your crush
out.
Is always there.
Oh, no.
Who else would I be at a restaurant with?
No, like you're not like secret crush.
Your secret. Just tell us who it is. We won't judge. Just tell us.
What would you choose? What food? What do you got?
It's Aurora.
Uh-oh.
Secret crush of the podcast.
What do you got, Richard? What's your food?
Oh, there's so many.
Because you know mine's got to be wings. Buffalo wings.
That would be such a bad time throwing it up, though.
That's
right?
What I was
you got
thinking.
A bucket
like,
right
I gotta
there.
I got to think about a food
okay,
that I would
enjoy.
Okay,
you do have a bucket
up.
Right there.
And then you got wet naps on the table.
Shit. Josh is, he's right. But then here's the problem, is I'm going to get diarrhea and throw up. That's just
you can't do that.
That's a bad time. You know what I mean, guys? Mine's like, if it was just one way, I'd be fine. You know, I already explained I am willing to eat Buffalo Wild Wings and get the diarrhea for the next day and a half. But if I have to throw up and my crush is there.
Who's your crush?
And Aurora's there.
I don't know what mine would be. I'd have to pick something that I wouldn't mind throwing up.
That's a definitely big consideration, right? Because if you choose like curry, I feel like that can't be good to puke. Anything like super acidic.
Have you ever puked up a steak?
No.
It's awful.
It's like the chunks in it.
Just
maybe
like,
let's not talk
I feel
about
like
throw.
It like consolidates
bad.
In your
this
stomach.
Might be a
it
bad.
Reforms.
The steak recombines. It's magnetic. You're eating iron. You're eating ionically charged pieces of meat.
Yep.
Yuck.
Your steak shouldn't have a red end and a blue end. It should just be all meat. Christian?
Can I like lie to the genie and be like, no, I swear this is my favorite food.
If you lie, then every food you eat, you'll puke.
Think about how skinny we'd be.
Yes, supporting bulimia on the pod. Sponsored by bulimia.
Well, my go-to food I feel like is like a cheeseburger. I mean, you know, if it's like a McDonald's cheeseburger, I bet that's good coming back up. I bet that tastes 100% the same as it does going down.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't. It definitely takes a few hours to like have your stomach acid dissolve whatever the fuck is in a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah, so I would say yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that deal.
The choice. What's the deal?
I'll take that deal.
You gain nothing.
Well, it's still fine.
All right. Well, guys, next story. All right, no more puking.
As long as I can make somebody else's day worse than my day from throwing up every time I eat McDonald's, I'll be
happy.
That's the
win-win for you. Yeah. The genie gets to bestow a curse, which makes him a little bit stronger, and you get to puke on a worker.
I wouldn't puke on them, but I'd puke on their table and like in their section of the restaurant.
Tip your waiters. Moral of that story.
Am I the asshole for emasculating my 32 female fiancé, 38 male, in front of his family? Good old emasculation.
Sounds like
story.
A real fucking beta, if you ask me, dude. I've never been emasculated in my life.
Christian, your brain is small sometimes.
Remember last weekend when you were like threatening me to do something, and I was like, "Do it, and I will make you cry in front of your entire family."
Stop.
Right now.
Oh no!
Stop!
Oh no!
You didn't Stop, do it, and guys. I didn't have to make him cry. It's fine.
Nothing like emotional manipulation. My fiance and I have been together for about 6 years, engaged for 2. After we got engaged, we sat down and had the deal breakers talk. Basically, things in our lives, or futures, or hypothetical situations that leave little room for compromise. One of the things on my list was no prenup. I'm not here to debate with anyone about their use. I just think that if you're preparing for divorce before even getting married, it's a sign that you're probably marrying the wrong person. He agreed and everything was fine. Lately, his family, particularly his mother, keeps on bringing up signing up a prenup.
So they're rich.
That's, yeah,
prenups
right.
are only for rich people.
Who do you think is rich? The like, fiancé?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told her, what about, like, rich in, like, character or, like, heart? Do you have to sign a prenup for that?
No.
Like, can you get, like, heartbreak insurance?
I wish.
Honestly, Joshua, it's a $1 million idea.
Just fucking rip off every single person.
Well, you no, that's a good idea.
That's all insurance is.
That's yeah, fair. It's a rip off. They pay you money and it's like, no, I swear if you break up and you're like you're in a bad spot, $1 million. And then when they are broken up and they're like in a bad spot, you're just like, I don't actually think you're in that bad of a spot, dude. I've seen worse.
You can't legally
prove.
It's a
pre-existing condition, actually.
Sorry, this breakup was an act of God. That's not covered in your policy.
It's actually breakup. Our breakup insurance only covers sudden and unplanned. Like, you didn't plan for it. And, like, this shit was going down the road for at least 3 months. Like,
I talked to Stephanie, and she said she hasn't felt love for you in at least 8 months.
We've been dating for 9.
Oh, that's so sad.
I've told her no many times, said this is an issue between us and we will discuss it privately and make our own decisions as a couple. He tells her no, although more weakly. Sensing a theme here.
Wait, like, they're telling them weekly? That it's just like, no, I'm not doing a prenup.
No, weekly like you, like small, oh. Not strong, little.
So
cowardly, pathetic,
well,
amoeba-like, some would say.
Sweet boy, it's okay.
You're very single-celled organism, if I do say so myself.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, Josh, you fucking
no!
bitch.
I fucking got you.
No! I'm rubber, your glue! Get wrecked! Well, last night we went there for dinner, and she brought out an actual prenup drafted by her lawyer. She put it in front of me after dinner and told me to sign. Obviously, I didn't even read it, let alone sign it. She called me a gold digger. No one, including my fiancé, stood up for me, so I stood up for myself. I told her that there is no gold to dig here. I make 4 times as much as he makes. I'm an MD, and he dropped out second year. I've paid off all of my student debt while he has over $100,000 left. I have my own house, ample savings, and will certainly inherit more from my parents than he will from his. They have 6 kids and are middle class.
Oh. Trash is what you meant. Middle trash.
What is she worried about? That shut her up real quick, especially when my S.I.L.? Son-in-law? No, S.I.L.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, either sister-in-law.
Okay, but they aren't married. Okay. That's what was throwing me off. I was like, they're not married. Okay. That shut her up real quick, especially when my sister-in-law then said, if anything, he's the gold digger here. My fiancé is now angry with me. He said it was emasculating for his family to know I'm so much more successful than him, and his brothers are making jokes and change his contact info to gold digger. Personally, I don't think I was rude or out of line, but he thinks I was an asshole and could have handled it better. Am I the asshole here?
No,
this dude sucks. The brothers are cool. That's really awesome. To
she married the worst. Him. Like, the yeah. sister would have been a better choice here.
Clearly.
Yeah, she married the worst one.
That's really unfortunate.
Well, they're not
her.
Married yet.
That's true. Do you think they end up getting married?
Yeah.
Because they've only been, they've been together for 6 years?
That's a long time to be in your 30s.
Yeah, if you're in your 30s, although she's pretty young. She's only 32. She could find another MD that isn't riddled with debt.
Massive dick?
Massive debt.
Oh.
Yeah. Turns out she dropped out of massive debt.
Well, what's
debt.
Like massive debt to her? Because, like, I've only got like $36,000 in debt, so.
So you're trying to gold dig the gold digger.
I know.
You're trying to reverse dig. Uno reverse card. The gold digger here.
No, because clearly the gold digger is the man. I'm trying to be the gold digger.
Mm. So, but what if every time you married her, you puked in front of her? How about that?
Good thing I let you do that once.
Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? Huh?
No.
Well, there you go.
Thanks.
I mean, you should think about these things, because when you get married, it's for real, real.
Yeah, it's not for play. That sucks, dude. When did that phrase exist?
You've been saying that for forever. Like,
I started saying it because I was in a driver's ed video I saw.
No way. Yeah. Wait, is that a localized phrase?
I had no idea.
I swear my brother said that, too. Maybe I'm just remembering you saying it.
Probably. It was from Driver's Ed, and it was, so it's probably from the 80s, the video I was watching, but yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just the lady just like, this ain't for play, this is for real, real. They're talking about a car crash. It's like, what is this video?
Was it meant to be, like, funny, or was it meant to be an intense scene?
I think it was an intense scene.
Like, we had at our high school, like, they would have our drama club, like, reenact a car accident every 4 years, a drunk driving accident.
I've been in an accident.
I just wish they broke character, or not even breaking character, but, like, in the middle of an intense scene, turn, stare at camera, fucking spike the lens, and just
Give him
this
a wink.
This ain't for play. This is for real.
Finn.
John is dead and seen. Never drink and drive.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
It's been a long time since we had a nice, good old emasculating story. Mm-hmm. But this guy talking about being a gold digger. He's digging
his own hole. To stand up for her and himself by saying, "No, Mom, we will talk about this in private because it is between me and my future wife."
Imagine.
Fuck right off.
The gall of having your lawyer draft up a prenup for your to-be daughter-in-law and think that's a good idea.
Yeah, the lawyer, well...
Son had to have been involved in that. There's no way the mother is going to go and pay somebody to write a prenup.
No, I could see insane mother-in-laws. I personally know one that would probably do this.
She's a mother of six in middle class. You think she has the resources to do that?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. This bitch doesn't know what real middle class means if she's making like four times the amount. Like, she doesn't know.
Middle class. They only own two boats.
He's just lucky that I met him and fell in love with him when he was in medical school with all of that potential. Had I known that he came from middle class and then was going to drop out, I would have been done a lot sooner.
Of course, what she meant by middle class is that he graduated like 60 out of 120. He's still a doctor. He just graduated middle class.
But she said he dropped out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Making sure I got my facts straight.
He just sat in the middle of the class. He wasn't like up in the front. He wasn't in the back. He's a middle class guy.
Have you talked about your deal breakers?
In what?
Your relationship. Have you and Aurora talked about your deal breakers?
Yeah, just air all your deal breakers right now.
On the pod?
Yeah. What's your number one deal breaker?
What's my number one deal breaker?
Yeah.
Cheating?
Getting downed in Tomato Town?
Yeah. If she gets downed... Or if I get downed and we aren't there to revive after wiping out Tomato Town, I'll be done.
Yeah.
I did make the joke because I just got my hair cut. The last time I'd gotten my hair cut was the month that we started dating. And I said, sorry, when I get my hair cut, we have to break up. That's just canonical. Like, that's just facts at this point. But we didn't break up. Turns out we like being together. Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
She's my crush too, guys. It's really embarrassing.
I can't believe you're admitting this to all the 100 of listeners.
Look, guys, can we just say it on three? One, two, three.
Drugs.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Drugs?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me what my deal breaker was.
Oh, what kind of drugs? What are we talking about? Heroin?
Heroin.
What about a little bit
cocaine?
Of sniffy? Really? Years?
Yeah, I'm not fucking with any of that.
Even if it's just one time?
Not even a chance.
Wow.
Listen.
Hey, don't tell her about that. What you got in your head? We turned down so much cocaine.
So the only reason you're allowed to be friends with Christian is because I can trust you.
Oddly enough, just today...
I did cocaine. I slammed some heroin. I booked a vaccine appointment and fucking put some heroin in that shit.
Did the old... triple whammy. No, I got an ad on Facebook
for heroin.
No, about ketamine trials, where if you have like depression, you go to this place and do ketamine,
like microdosing.
I have no idea, but I was just thinking, like, as a podcast, should we go do ketamine?
No.
Yeah, we'll do a live pod.
If we do, then we have to get divorced.
I know nothing about the drug ketamine other than I heard about it in Dare, so it's probably a cool drug. They call it Special K. You think it's not going to be like a cool...
Yeah, that's also cereal.
It's heart healthy, yeah, for women over 40.
And like, they purposely title it that, so like kids are like, I don't want to... That's fucking old people cereal.
Yeah, it's
that's
an old people drugs.
No, yeah, they save the drug for the old guys, yeah.
And then it's like, actually, it's like, whoa, this drug is so good, and like, I can't believe I never tried this as a child.
Drugs
like,
is an absolute deal breaker for me. I'll never talk to you again.
But what if we all do the ketamine?
No.
Okay.
What if he like?
What mean, Josh?
What if he slips it into you accident, like sneakily, and then you have a good time?
No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's assault.
Do you remember the time that Christian had a friend over? Is before you lived there. And he had his friend had cigarettes, and one of them fell onto your bedroom floor, and you lost your fucking shit because there was one cigarette in your bedroom, unsmoked.
Yeah.
One.
I thought he was lying to me.
No, that makes sense.
Also, I don't want to kiss an ashtray. I'm not about that life.
Well, you kiss an ash every day.
He won't let me.
She's always trying to kiss my ashy elbows. I'm just like, no.
No. I need lotion first. That was really funny.
Yeah, like felt under a dresser.
No, the situation.
My blacked out friend drops the cigarette under my dresser and you
find it. In our bedroom.
Well, he's trying to wear the bathroom.
It looked like you were hiding it. Like, it looked like you were lying to me.
It definitely was very incriminating.
There was also a lighter nearby.
Well, there's always a lighter in our room.
For all the candles that you light for me.
There's like four lighters on the dresser at any time.
It is for the one candle that I light. When I'm done cleaning. Never for sexy time.
It's never once been used for sexy time. Never I don't once. Think that's a real thing that happened. That's only in movies.
Because then you have to get up and put it out.
Well, he does it for porn. When he does it for himself.
This is... I make a Snapchat video one time.
Where you put on... You lit a candle to beat off.
Yeah.
Never once lit a candle for me.
That can't be true.
100% true. Never once lit a candle for me.
Never once.
That's insane. That's bad.
Other than like when we're cleaning. She's like, hey, can you light that candle? And I was like, I will, but don't you dare think you can get sex out of this.
Well, guys, let's hit a break. We'll come back.
I've got some unresolved feelings here that I got to talk about.
Bye.
Bye.
And welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, no, this
we're
is
bad. We're
trying
to figure out what we're doing for the circle.
Wait, no, I need another drink.
In real time.
Oh, no.
Okay, drink.
Okay, does anybody else need a drink?
Here's idea number one. Smelly plants.
Smelly plants?
Oh. List of smelly plants being described funny.
Well, hang on. So for the circle dirge, what we're going to do is we're going to go through half-baked ideas in Christian's phone for what could be a circle dirge. So it'll sort of be like a circle dirgeception, Leonardo DiCaprio style.
Yeah.
So what do we got first? Smelly plants?
Yeah, because, well, you know, this time of year, the cum tree is out. I don't know if you guys know about
sure.
the cum tree.
We do need to talk about the cum tree.
Yeah. Well, it's time of year for the cum tree. For anybody that doesn't know...
Springtime is when trees flower.
And there's a specific tree, I think it's like called like the Calgary pear tree. It just smells like fucking... old stagnant cum. It smells like a boy's locker room.
The Bradford pear tree.
And we had one down at college where
every college campus has one.
And like I was the weird guy for saying like, oh man, I had to park next to the cum tree today, and everybody's just like, what are you talking about? I was like, the cum tree.
Don't look at me like I'm weird.
Semen tree, cum tree. You guys don't smell it every time you walk by?
The jizz plant. The spunk sprout.
And then it was one of our roommates. She's like, you know, it does kind of fucking smell every time. I've just never thought about it. I was like, you haven't thought about it? Maybe since she's a girl, like she
doesn't know what cum smells like. Yeah.
Like stale cum.
So like stale cum.
There's
yeah.
a difference between fresh cum and stale cum.
So I don't know what the opposite of the opposite of a deal breaker would be a deal maker. Just a couple weeks ago when spring was springing. Aurora brought up independently cum trees, and but she called them pussy trees.
She thinks wow.
And if you Google it, people will say they also smell like
dirty
stale
pussy.
Yeah.
Hey, good for our roommate. Not
that's how you know. You can ask any woman if you say, hey, you know about those cum trees, and they're like, no, and you're like, all right, I guess. Wait, what does that mean about Aurora? Hang on. What did you just imply about your crush?
Oh, I got a headache, guys.
Immediately.
Smelly plant, smelly plant.
Yeah, so I try to.
What are they feeding you?
What's that to the tune of?
Friends, smelly cat.
Ah.
Oh, I haven't seen Friends. It's pretty choogy of you.
But yeah, so that was a pretty half-baked idea because I tried to do a quick search and all I could find was the cum tree and the the corpse tree.
You were looking for other plants that smell
corpse
bad.
Plant, isn't corpse it? Plant. Flower.
That's like the only two stinky plants they talk about on the internet. I thought there would,
I didn't like
I
how much
be like,
stink you just put on stinky plants.
I thought there would be like just an unlimited amount of plants that are just like, yo, this one smells like fucking pus from an ingrown toenail.
It would be great if there was like a coriander plant that like to some people smelled good and other people it smelled like absolute dog shit.
Yeah, like I want the cilantro effect, but for the smell of plants.
Isn't cilantro and coriander like the same
thing? Yep, okay. That's so odd. Wow.
Didn't we just talk about that the other day?
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
All right.
Can I pitch one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Charles Dance or a reindeer named Prance or...
Okay.
So it's just pictures of something. You have to tell me if it's Charles Dance, who played Tywin Lannister in other roles, or the seventh best reindeer on Santa's sleigh.
That's so wild. Because I was going to say, you could show me both of them, and I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference.
Well, and it's kind of like it's kind of a cool, like, behind-the-scenes, like, Game of Thrones thing, because, like, the Baratheons are the stag. So, like...
Next.
The next one, start a letterboxed.
As a circle jerk?
Yeah.
It's just the process of us creating a website for reviewing movies.
And then we would discuss the favorite movies of the podcast, and then...
That's
Josh
not terrible.
Has terrible
no, that's
movie
not,
ideas.
That's not a terrible
this
idea.
This is why it would be so great, because Josh would be like, why don't we put my top five movies on there? And then I'll be like...
They're bad.
Schindler's List.
Medea, Witness Protection.
Fucking
Artemis
Shrek.
Fowl.
Hey, Shrek's good.
The Avatar movie.
The Avatar movie, arguably not as bad as the Artemis Fowl.
The Love Guru.
Movie. Love Guru. Hey, that's problematic.
Any
we don't
Mike
talk about
Myers
it.
Movie.
Correct.
Ass. You got ass opinions on movies.
Incorrect.
I forgot to remove this one, but there is script read for my movie, Cat Her Up. Which we changed the name to A Perfect Game, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the notes on that one. Just read some lines from the script of the movie. It's just Air Bud, but, you know, cats and baseball.
There's no rule that cats can't play baseball.
What else do we got here? Here's one that it's never going to take off, but... create a song for the podcast.
Yeah, that's stupid. That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Too much effort.
To the tune of London Bridge by Fergie.
Well, I mean, I did. Okay, I do have some notes here. It's a work in progress, so please don't judge me too hard.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what I'm thinking so far as.
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got so far.
You just got the metronome.
Yeah.
And then what we improvised on top of it.
Yeah. But, well, here's the thing. Because I mean, it's known on the podcast, but I'm the ideas guy. So I figured if I give you, like, the base, you could work from that. Because you kind of proven that you're, like, you'll run with the ideas.
Yeah, you're the judge, Erica's the jury, and I'm the executioner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to have to vote no.
I can't believe. No, that makes so much sense. Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, my next idea. Here we go. This one, I don't want to go into too many details in case we ever actually do this one.
We're never doing it, man.
Okay, a toast or the toast. And it's,
okay.
I'm going to say... lines that are either a toast to be given or something my dad might say over the breakfast table.
Okay.
Here's the punchline, guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was going to be something dirty, filthy, raunchy, and I was going to go, whoopsies, that's what my daddy says.
So the joke was like a sexual domination thing.
Yeah.
Where you refer to somebody as daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of, like, that's my father, I would say,
yeah, we'll
that's
cut that.
My daddy.
We'll cut that so you can keep the premise. That was good. Okay, so now I got...
Wow, okay, that's... No, I mean, it's cool. What? No, go on with your cool idea.
Burly really shirts or early squirts? So that's whether it's like... So that's sometimes if like the shirt is like... You know, like you get sweatshirts that like sort of buff up around the neck and they sort of feel constricting. So it's either that or when you didn't shake up the ketchup enough. So you get like that water.
Which red. One's worse?
No, it's just you have to choose which one it is based off of audio files.
Yeah, I feel like that one might be a little easy. I don't know. Like, that one's kind of... Like, mine had kind of been underbaked, but that one's really just, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. Honestly, it's bad.
Erica, you got one?
No.
Do you have a draft folder of all of your Circle Jerge ideas?
Mm-mm.
Well, how about... I mean, this is... I got two left.
Okay.
The one, it would kind of be treading over, like... old ground, but I figured we would all take a test.
Okay.
Kind of in the vein of a personality test, kind of mm-hmm. to see where we fall as either like an alpha, beta, or a sigma. Clearly I'm a sigma.
Yeah.
Josh is 100% a beta.
Mm-hmm.
Erica is probably an alpha male.
100%.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually mm-hmm. adds up very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm definitely a sigma because I got the confidence of an alpha male, but I kind of like... Lone wolf, bad boy type, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're very men go their own way energy.
I would say that I'm a man that goes his own way, but I don't think I have men that go their own way energy.
Okay, so now here's my pitch. Fleetwood Mac or mac and cheese? That's which one makes me puke faster? At a restaurant.
Every time.
That's which one can I consume until I puke first? Either...
I really want it to be Fleetwood Mac.
72 hours straight of Fleetwood or 72 ounces straight of cheese and mac?
That honestly might be too much cheese.
With the goal of puking?
Which one happens first? We place bets.
Eating mac and cheese.
That feels like the safe bet, but I'm going to go with, like, since I'm a Sigma male, I'm going to go with, like, the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't stay on it too long. I don't want to go in circles or anything, but... Let's get on with the podcast, guys. Let's get going. Keeping on moving. We got a twofer.
Woo, woo, woo.
A twofer on a tifu. Today I fucked up. These are related stories. Sometimes this happens on Reddit where like somebody will post a story and then like an hour later somebody will be like, I have a story that I made up that kind of sounds like that one. So here we go. You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Today I fucked up. By sniffing what I thought was my wife's underwear.
Oh, I had this one saved too.
So my kink is jacking off with my wife's used undies on my face.
All right, I have an idea for the podcast.
No, I'm a veto that right now.
Wife's underwear or knife's under there? We sort of put a mystery item in a box and you reach your hand in. And you either get cut. Or you get hard.
The joke is you get cut every time.
It's
you
always
sick perverts.
She's got knives in her underwear, you silly bitch.
It's a real Peaky Blinder down there.
Jesus Christ. Well, I grabbed a pair of some undies that were left on the floor in the bathroom under a towel, and I picked them up and said, ah, shit, why not? I have a quick second. Quickly
Fuck.
Pee, run over to my bed. I'm glad he made that decision prior to having to pee. Or did he make the decision? He's like, better empty the tank first.
Yeah.
Don't want to pee on my face while my wife's underwear is there. Quickly pee, run over to my bed, and start to go to town. I put them over my face and into my mouth about 2 minutes until my door kicks in. It was my 3-year-old son with my wife right behind him. I quickly try to shield myself with a Tempur-Pedic pillow, not sponsored, sitting next to me. So he doesn't see, and my wife says, damn, again, dude? We have to go. Hurry up.
She said, damn, Daniel.
Back at it again with the panty face.
Oh, God.
But not before double-taking at the panties I threw to the right of me and quickly realizes those aren't her panties, but her friend's, who is currently staying with us. She says, what the hell is wrong with me? And I explain to her, I would obviously not grab your friend's panties willingly knowing that info.
Duh. I wouldn't do that.
So she tells me to finish up so we can go or else we'll be late. So I said, really? What the fuck? So I re-grabbed the purple undies and she starts yelling, saying, not with those, you fucking idiot. She meant for me to finish my deed. Utterly embarrassing moment that happened. Mainly because of my 3-year-old sort of seeing me. So, thoughts?
This dude's so fucking dumb.
This dude's a sick. He's got so much confidence. That's such, like, just straight off, like, yeah, so I like jacking off with my wife's dirty underwear in my mouth and on my face. So skip that part. Not important. Like, no big deal. Like, let's just get past that
part. Not kink shaming.
It's not even the important details.
That's they want to do. That's what they want to do. Sure. She knows about it, clearly. She's okay with it. I'm on board.
Let me tell you, when I first read this story, when you introduce the 3-year-old son before the friend, you really just, you don't know where it's going.
Yeah. I really thought it was going to be like his daughters, which would be 800 million times worse.
It's, what kind of fuck, I can't get over the fact that he's so fucking dumb that he's like, back into it. And like,
dude looking like.
The wife is like, oh no, that's fine. I just don't want my 3-year-old to see you smelling my friend's panties.
He's got a gas mask that instead of putting like weed in, he like fucking puts old panties in there and just fucking slaps that bitch on.
I mean, women can sell that.
I was gonna say, do you think I could sell my panties too?
Probably could.
It would force you to get new underwear, which would be probably a positive development in your life.
But only to then sell.
Like, well, men will pay. You sell the oldest ones.
Yeah, you mark it up enough to where I can.
They have to be like, they want them to be worn for like days.
Yeah, I already do that.
You could lie to them.
I do stink enough to
My
where
customers
I can
are paying for premium content here. I'm not going to lie.
That's fair.
Erica has
have
morals.
Some integrity in your business. All right, ready for the related story?
How do you think we afforded that kitchen remodel?
Probably money from your wedding, if I had to take a guess, but
nah,
I guess I didn't figure out what the wedding favors were.
We got a loan.
You ready for the related story? This was posted like literally 2 hours after. Today I fucked up by leaving a used tissue on my girlfriend's friend's jumper, which is a sweater.
How? How?
So my 3-year-old walked in on me. I'm just kidding. My girlfriend had her friend stay over for the night. In the morning, they went out for breakfast. Naturally, as with any opportunity for being in bed and having the house to myself, I rubbed one out. Then, chucked the used tissue from my bed into the bin and went back to sleep. Pretty dreamy morning, really. My girlfriend comes back with her friend, and I get woken up by her coming into the room to grab her friend's jumper, which was on the floor, next to the bin. As she leaves the room, I have a moment of panic. As I go over to the bin, my fears are confirmed. The tissue didn't go in the bin, as I had thought. I run out, half naked, and say, I think I... And then my girlfriend, in front of her friend, peels off a cum-soaked tissue that's basically caked onto the jumper. It's all immediately obvious to everyone what the sticky substance is, of course. I was lost for words and went back to bed horrified. All my girlfriend could do was apologize.
I swear it's just cum tree sap.
Maybe if he didn't run out with his dick out, he could maybe be like, oh, sorry, I'm getting cold. It's just all clonged up there. And then, like, blow into a new one. Have a second used cum, like, quickly jack off, get some more cum, and be like, yeah, see, this one's got it on it, too. You got to think on your feet if you're going to be beaten off every... both of these stories. If you're masturbating as soon as your wife is not around or you have a spare minute, you got to have better outs if you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think... Well, they don't have a minute to even come up with a game plan because they need to get that jerk off in. They don't have a minute to really come up with a plan. Like, this is what I'm going to do if I get caught. It's kind of like how it's like... I always say, like, oh, if somebody breaks in my house, I'm going to, like, jump off the walls and then Superman punch him. And then it's like, oh, it's clearly not going to happen. I'm going to be like, oh, no, I accidentally came. You know how it goes. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
you've had your house broken into, Josh. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course not.
Oh.
You know, they say every time a burglary happens, a cum tree is born. That's how they called it a Bradford pear because it's about his pair of nuts being emptied. Bradford himself,
yeah.
Dean Bradford.
I'm pretty upset.
He was being burgled in the 1600s and fucking jizzed on his lawn into a fertile soil. He planted his seed and it was sown that day and it made into a cum tray.
I just gotta say, like...
You sounded like Moira.
Moira.
Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I've never seen.
You got
Schitt's
like
Creek.
An encyclopedic amount of knowledge on this. It's really impressive.
Yeah. Well, I actually come from a long line of Bradfords.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More like Brad Turds, if you ask me.
Nice.
Fucking got him. Fucking idiot. You fucking stupid. You probably jerk off with underwear too, dude. Got him.
We don't kink shame though. If that's what he's into, that's what he's into.
I just look, if you're
gonna, no, it's not for me.
Men, mm-mm, if you're gonna be beaten off, definitely don't have it to where a 3-year-old can just walk in on you. This looks horrible, but that reminds me of a story. This looks terrible. Oh, I'm pissed. I'm upset about this. Especially with Kyle Duggar in the news.
Go on. Where are we going with this, Josh?
Where is this going?
So I eat lunch. I leave work. I have an hour-long lunch break. I leave, get food, or I'll bring food, and I go to a nearby parking lot and eat, right? And so there's this place where I park. It's in like a strip mall, but I park over on the end of the parking lot where there's like trees. But it's just like one tree, and then like it's like lane parking. It's like, you know, driving lane, parking spots, tree on the end of it, right? So I'm parked over by these trees where I park every day, and I just chill and eat lunch. So I'm just like chilling. I had just gotten back from Walmart or something. So I'm just like chilling. Look in my rearview mirror, and I see a little kid, probably like 5 or 6, and a older lady, like 40s maybe, like look like his mom, just like dragging this kid by the hand. And I'm like, it didn't look good. I was like, that kid does not want to be with that lady. I was like looking, because I'm like, am I witnessing like a kidnapping or something? I was like, what the fuck's going on? I didn't see what car they came out of, because behind me was a Rax Rent-A-Center van. So I was like, at first I was like, is that an RV? Are they getting out of an RV? But no, it was a Rent-A-Center van. Mind you, we're near a strip mall full of stores that are open. There's a Walmart as well next to us. This kid goes
next to an interstate.
Next to an interstate. So there's gas stations. There's plenty of places mm-hmm. around us. Very relatively busy traffic road. Like cars drive up and down it to get. So this kid goes up to this tree, and the mom like points to the tree, and the kid starts taking. He goes to go to the bathroom, and like it's not a secluded area. It's a small tree. It's a birch. So it's like maybe 8 inches in diameter.
Like the one that Shaq tried to hide behind in those memes?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And so it's like this little kid and like in the middle, like right next to a road, a busy road.
Arrest this little boy. Indecent exposure.
Yeah.
This kid needs to get a ticket.
I was just so just like, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like kids don't have to go to the bathroom and like it's annoying or whatever, but like, especially for like a boy, you open the car door and you pee to where like maybe they'll see the pee, but like you pee to where you can't see the kid. You're not exposing your child to the fucking world.
To the creep in the parking lot eating his lunch.
It was fucking insane. I was just like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Because I was like, that makes sense. Because it makes sense in the terms of like why he was like clearly uncomfortable. Like I saw her like dragging him by the arm out into the, but like, take him to the fucking Walmart.
There's literally 2 restaurants in that strip mall where you could have taken him to the bathroom.
Oh, I was just fucking livid.
Well, here's the part of the story you didn't get. That, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm related to this kid, so I kind of got this scoop afterwards. I heard he had to pee outside. Mm-hmm. He went to every single store, and they said, customers only.
And he didn't have any cash on him.
So it's kind of fucked. It's kind of, it's more like a...
They found out he was middle class, and they went,
peasant, go piss on the tree.
And honestly, here's another thing that we learned from last week, is that parent really should just shame that child at a much younger age to hold in the pee forever.
Well, that was my only thought, is like,
I'm sorry, mom.
This was my only thought to like justify the mom doing that, is like, maybe the kid was like, I need to pee. And she's like, well, it's going to the store. And the kid was just like, I can't make it to the store.
Which is most likely what happened.
But, again, car door, man. They clearly came from a car. It's just, horrible time. So, anyway.
I don't know. Have you ever peed outside and, like, how thrilling and just freeing it is?
Yeah, it's different when you're an adult and you can make that choice by yourself.
No, that's why the kid can do it, because he's like, I'm a kid over here.
You can't arrest me. I'm 7. But, yeah. So, moral of the story, if you're going to beat off, maybe lock the door so a fucking 3-year-old doesn't walk in on you more than once. He said it like, happened again. Little bugger saw my dick.
He just keeps popping in on me.
Erica, thoughts?
Nope. I don't have any thoughts on that topic.
Did you like my today I fucked ups so that were related?
I'm pretty upset how we like went in that circle there. I don't. I don't like that we went from like talking about a kid peeing outside back into a guy jerking off.
I didn't know how to. I wanted to get off of it, man. It's just uncomfortable.
Ew, you wanted to get off on it, dude? Joshua.
Josh.
Fuck, bro.
Is this for real, or just for play?
Right, is that now? A deal breaker?
Pedophilia is a deal breaker.
Is
yes.
this for deal deal? Or yeah.
100% a deal breaker.
Is this for deal or for fake? Yeah, that makes sense, Erica, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You can murder somebody. I could help out with that, but like.
But I can't go do ketamine in the lab?
Correct.
In the lab? Oh, medical lab.
I don't know. Whatever Facebook's trying to get me to do ketamine at, I'm going to do it there.
The damn social media, the left is trying to get all our kids addicted to ketamine. Facebook, liberal media, pushing ketamine, making the frogs turn into clouds. They're gay.
It's just going to be me and a dolphin. We're going to do ketamine together, and we're going to learn how to speak to each other. Pretty sure that's
what's what? Happening. Erica, you want to pronounce what kind of animal?
Dolphin. Sorry.
A dolphin?
You don't remember how you said it?
How I said it?
Yeah.
How did I said it?
Two episodes ago? You said it like with a Boston accent.
A dolphin.
Yeah. But you did that unintentionally.
Oh, no.
Well, guys, speaking of doing things unintentionally, let's end the frickin' show, dude.
Let's
get out of here.
Let's take her home.
It was a wild one. Really ended on a low note, and I'm sorry for that.
It's a weird one, you guys.
Maybe we cut that whole bit.
Let's just scrap the episode, start over.
You want me to just read off more ideas in case we need to fill time?
Christopher Mintz Plass.
Bad joke. This is or a bad joke.
Christmas. Or.
Pass.
Squints past. No. So it's sort of like the actor who played McLovin, or like you can't go see your family because your eyes are too closed.
What? Joshua, all right, goodbye. I'm ending the
podcast. We have to plug.
You guys listen to every episode. You know.
What if they're a new listener and they skip to the end just for the plugs? And they didn't know you had to go to twitter.com/judgiespod or instagram.com/judgiespod or TikTok judgiespod or judgiespod@gmail.com. And all those things are spelled how, Christian?
That is JUDGIES.
And if they want to have these beautiful hats that we're all not wearing, they could go to Judgies Podcast on Etsy.
Go buy a huge hat. Go go buy a huge hat from the Judgies Podcast store and then go to Heavy Mood and leave him a fucking shitty comment.
He stole our goddamn design.
He did a shitty job at stealing my shitty design. I'm pretty upset about it.
Also, we have a YouTube channel.
Also, yes, we are on video.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Johnnies judge you. For real, real.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.